Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it is July, I should say, July the 21st in the year of our Lord, 2022. And that's just to let the globalists know that we're already in the new world. And this is the new world. It's been recreated, and that the only way it can be altered again is by the one who altered it to start with, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who sits in the throne above the world right now and is the ruler over it. And if the church would wake up and realize that's the case, and would begin to be the good stewards that they were authorized to be while the king is away, we will see some significant results against tyrannical globalism. And with that, I'm going to announce a treat we're going to have on next Tuesday. I'm going to have Lawrence Cumby on the show. He sometimes goes by, or most of the time goes by, Lark from Texas. And his big thing is communitarianism, exposing this thing called communitarianism. It's the language and the law that globalists use to institute and bring about their tyrannical vision of the world and what it should be. And, of course, I certainly want to expose that all of that stuff, even though it has the ring and look of organization and principle and stuff like that, it does not have any. In fact, it is tyrannical. It is the want of a lawfulness. It has no authority behind it, and they can't generate any authority behind it. But it is something you need to talk about, and it's something we need to understand and know about. So I look forward to that. And this guy is a very good speaker. I'm sure many of you know him already, as he used to have a show here at RBN. And unfortunately, I'd never heard any of those, but I have heard him speak on other occasions and other places. And he's a very good speaker, so I'm happy to have him. We'll have fun with that. So that's next Tuesday, next week, he'll be here. And by the way, we're going to do a video simulcast of this show. I'm going to try to do that all by myself on my own. I'm going to be on the show with him and do the video simulcast at the same time. So normally it's easier for me to do it with Mark's show, but I'm going to do it for myself this time. But anyway, so I look forward to doing that, and I hope you do too. And big news for me this week, I think the biggest news article I'd like to talk about this week is, let me find it here. It's right. I like to go to republicbroadcasting.org and look at the news there. It's very cool. Now, what did I do with it? It's right here. Where is it? No, somewhere I've got misplaced it. Anyway, I'll go to this thing. It's what it is the 16%. The Americans have lost confidence in newspapers and television news. And it shows that they have a graph on this article. This is a Gallup poll. And it was released just a couple of 2 or 3 days ago. And it shows that in 1972, there's actually two graph lines on this chart. One of them is television news, and the other one is newspapers. So the green newspaper line shows that in 1972, 39% of the people in this poll thought a great deal about newspaper news, quite a lot. They put a lot of confidence in it. And now they didn't start taking these polls on the television until 1992. But in so 1977, there was about 51% of the people, more than half of the people, put a great deal, it says, and quite a lot of confidence in newspaper news. Well, it's been in steady decline down the, so the newspapers have slumped from 51% in 1977 to 16% of the people in 2022, this year. Now, television, since they started doing these surveys, they started them in, it looks like 1992. And at that time, 46% of the people had a great deal of confidence in the television. Well, it too has been on steady decline, just kind of ups and downs, but still going down. To 11%. Really, only 11% in 2022. Well, I think that is fantastic, fabulous. Because it shows that, you can lie and you can distract and you can do all of that. And see, what you've got to realize, which is amazing about this, is they have a lock on this stuff. It's not like this is a wide open that there's all kinds of newspapers and there's all kinds of television owned by different people, different kinds of people with different mindset. These are cartels. It might explain why nobody believes in them anymore. When you get the same crappy perspective and the distorted and unreal and deceptive perspective of the world over and over and over again by a cartel, where everybody's got the same voice, all telling the same lies, all omitting the very important news, ignoring it. I mean, why should people have any confidence in the news? When you come right down to it, this thing ought to be at set like 1%, 2% of the people have any confidence in the mass media cartel. But I think this is fantastic. This just flat means people ain't buying this stuff anymore. They've run out of gas. And look at how much expense they put into that. These television networks are not cheap. They put billions of dollars into this stuff to control the population and what they think. And now they only have 11% of the people for television and 16% for their crappy newspapers. And truly, they are. They're crappy television news and crappy. It's not wrong word. Wrong word. False. I think the best word for it is false news. Irrelevant news. It's either distractive, irrelevant, or false. And that's the modern newspaper and television cartels. So anyway, I think that's a great thing. I just wanted to touch on that because that really this is an active. You need to go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that thing about the survey and then follow it to the article, because this is an interactive chart and you can click on there and it tells you the exact time, the exact year, and all of that. It's kind of a really groovy chart. But anyway, thought I'd throw that in there. Now, other cool news is, let's see, declare your independence from tyranny. Well, I like to see the word tyranny beginning to be used all the time because that's just what we have. And Rutherford has that's the Institute. John Whitehead and Nisha Whitehead, that's his wife, they have an article on here talking about declare your independence from tyranny, America. And it describes a scenario where people are stopped on the street just because they look different or look suspicious, and they can't have guns. They could be shot if they have a gun. And he describes the scenario, and he says, believe it or not, that was early America. And the people got fed up with that. It was basically a police state here in early America. That's right. You had to have a license to preach. And if you were caught preaching without a license to preach, you could be arrested permanently. And in fact, a pastor was killed at one time, as I remember, something like that. I remember a story. It was in this little handbook, Citizens Rule Book handbook. I could look it up. It's got an interesting story on that. And and in fact, that's where the whole idea of habeas corpus came from. William Penn, I believe it was, that was thrown into prison in England. And that's where they first came up with habeas corpus, was to get spring him out of prison, I believe. I may be all wrong. I probably should have, and I haven't refreshed myself on any of this stuff. But anyway, I thought it was interesting, and he's got, that's a very long article. I didn't have time to go through it all, but and he writes kind of this. John Whitehead writes a new Declaration of Independence kind of thing. In a modern vernacular, he called it. That ought to be pretty good. Well, and here's one I really, that this leads up to. It's NBC journalist laments people don't trust us. They don't believe us anymore. And she is quoted saying, the trust in media and newspapers and television is hitting an all-time low, said Turr as she looked down. This is Katie Turr, T-U-R. And she's quoted again as saying, people don't trust us. They don't believe us. It makes me wonder if this job, as I am currently doing it, is effective. But if it's doing more harm than good, she added. Well, effective, do you want effectiveness or do you want truthfulness? It's been effective for years at deceiving the people and making the people do what the mass media cartel wants. The agenda of the mass media cartel is being put into effect. It's effective. It was effective, and hopefully, I haven't really seen any signs of it being ineffective. They may be. This is what's kind of disturbing about this. When you have a survey that says only 11% of the people have great trust in the television news, then turn around and see stuff like the January 6th. Stuff, and in fact, even the election of Biden, Let's say he was truly elected. Let's say he was. How in the world did that happen? This guy couldn't bring 50 people to a rally, whereas Trump could bring out thousands to a rally. And we're supposed to believe that 10 people in a mask at a rally is the kind of stuff that won an election? Well, it must be effective. There can only be two things. A mass media cartel that is not trusted is effective at electing a president who was totally not even close in popularity to the guy that got defeated. Or either the people are still being affected by stuff they don't trust. I mean, this is a bit of a puzzle, isn't it? I mean, that's just kind of hard to explain that. If these people really don't trust all this stuff, how come they can pull this crap off? It's just kind of hard for me to fathom that. But anyway, and she ought to think, hey, well, you mean the only reason she's doing this job is because people believe her? Looks like she'd be able to figure out on her own. Wait a minute. Why am I just reading this stuff off the screen here? Why am I just simply reading stuff off the prompter when I don't think I like any of this stuff? I don't believe any of this stuff. Looks like these news people would have something better going for them than just, well, are we being effective or am I making enough money? You know, and let's face it, that's what it's all about. These people are paid well to get up there and read this stuff. They don't write it. They're not asked to believe it or care about it. They're just asked to sit there and read it. Amazing. And they think that's a job to start with? That isn't a job. Wow. Anyway, next thing. Oh, wow. This is good here. Let's see. Where's it? Oh, I love this guy. Let's talk tyranny. He says here, Biden transportation secretary, he says, pain of high gas prices is a benefit. Biden transportation secretary Pete Buttigieg has again suggested that high gas prices are a good thing because it forces people to accept a transition to the green energy agenda. There you go. Force. I mean, isn't that good stuff? Nothing like some good old force. You know, not free market, not freedom, not liberty, but just good old force. That's the way to do the right thing. Force them to do the right thing. Force them to do my will. That's good stuff. Yeah, during a congressional hearing, a Buttigieg said that, quote, the more pain Americans experience from high gas prices, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles. Well, fantastic. So isn't that great? The more pain for the average poor person, it is a benefit for those who can access, who are wealthy enough to buy expensive electric vehicles. Now, that's what I call American liberty and freedom. This guy needs to be locked up in a rubber room, not head of transportation. Yeah, this guy needs to be waiting for cereal at the window. I can't believe these kind of people are running our country. They have no clue about what lawful government is or what their authority is or the limits of their authority. Well, hang with us. We'll be right back after this from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Welcome back, Search for Lawful Government, here with Ron Avery, and I understand that Mark Anderson's on the phone with us, and we got another caller here lined up. So, Mark, how you doing?
Very well, Ron. How do you want to handle this? I just have a few comments about what the House of Representatives has been doing in Washington. Do you want me to just go right into it, or do you want to take your other caller and catch it after the bottom of the hour?
Yeah, can you hang on that long?
Yeah, maybe 15 minutes total, then I'll probably have to cut out.
Okay. Well, let me take Don then from Arizona. How are you doing, Don?
Absolutely.
Hello, Ron. I wanted to ask your permission one of these times, not this time, but what I'd like to do instead of talking, if it sounds okay over the phone, what I'd like to do is just sing and play a gospel song over my phone and onto the show, if it's okay with you.
And well, also, how long is it? Do you want to do it
like,
now?
I know a lot of different. I know a lot of different songs are about 3 minutes. I don't want to do it today, though.
Let me ask you. I tell you what I'd almost rather prefer. I'd like for to see the lyrics to it. I like to know what the theology is in some of the songs, and you know, I love good tunes and everything, but it's mm-hmm. basically a mind talking show. But even if we played it, I would like to talk, you know, at least state the lyrics on the air. But if you would call in and just tell me what the lyrics are. And then we could listen to it, something like that. And then talk about the theology of it, okay, and how that might apply today.
Well, I know a lot of songs about 3 minutes or two, about the same amount of time I take talking. So what I'd like to do is right now just try to make a sound check and see if it comes through, okay?
I'll play a guitar chord. Just give it a shot. Give it just a little bit.
Yeah. I'll try either the speakerphone or just not the speakerphone. We'll see which one sounds best, okay? Wait.
Okay.
Yeah, that was not fine. The speakerphone. Now we'll try the speaker. Now we'll try the speakerphone. Okay, which one is it? Sounded? Could you hear either one of those?
Both are good, says Julie, but I think I prefer the first one.
The first one. So this one with the. Without the speakerphone.
And Julie backs me up. Julie and I agree that the first, not the speaker version, not the speakerphone version.
Right. What I'll do is just put my guitar closer to this telephone.
Hey, wait a minute. You're going to, you mean you want to play the, when you said play, I thought you meant play a recording.
No. I play guitar.
Shoot, man. We can do that. That's great. Yeah,
we'll try that. We'll try that maybe one of these times. You got a guest on next Tuesday, so maybe the time after that. I'll just be ready with it. And I don't want to take up a half hour of your time on the show and everything. But
about it. Yeah, no, that sounds good. Let's plan on it then next week. Maybe not Tuesday because we got a pretty full schedule. Let's plan on Thursday of next week.
Yeah, I'll plan on it. I think I got a dental appointment on Thursday. But one of these times, you'll be around for a while, right?
Oh, yeah.
One of these times, I'll catch you, okay? Okay.
Okay.
I mean,
Super
Avery.
Don.
Ron. Yeah. Your first name is Ron. Ron Avery.
That's
right. Thanks a lot. We'll see you later.
Bet.
Bye.
All right, Don. Bye-bye. Okay, Mark. Well, that was interesting. You have very little time to do this now. We'll just try to get to the bottom of the hour and then... what were you going to talk about, though? You can say that again, I think.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk in particular about the House passing a same-sex marriage bill and a bill, quote, to codify abortion rights, end quote, after the Supreme Court strikes down Roe v. Wade, and how these two bills, not alone, there are others, but how these two bills explain so much behind the theme of your show, The Search for Lawful Government. So I would ask listeners to stick around, get past station ID, and this is going to be very interesting. It's fundamental, but it's something we all have to remember.
Yeah, I think, and you and I talked about that a little bit yesterday, I think, and so that is a good topic, and it shows that many people in office, and this is what's astonishing, how do these people get in office and literally they know so little about government? I mean, what it is and the extent of it. But anyway, we'll be right back after this and talk about it.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the Rotating Sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true. Oh, I must reply, something here inside cannot be denied. Someday you'll find all who love are blind. Oh, when love's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes.
Wow. I don't know why that always wrecks me. Anyway, thank you, Julie. I really like that song. Never will get, not liking that song. That is fantastic. Well, Mark, it's time we get back into this topic and analyze it. So take it away.
Well, I just got a comment. Those songs from the 30s and 40s, those days, are just remarkable.
Isn't it? And it shows you how far we've gone from, beauty and love and just loving people and cherishing and the depth of feeling, and I don't know. It's just everything seems so base and nasty and rude. Nothing has, wholesomeness and something spiritual from above. It's all just rough, crude, rude, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of that kind of stuff. But anyway,
yeah, I've often called it crude, rude, and lewd.
Crude, rude, and what?
Lewd, L-E-W-D.
Oh yeah, yeah, right. Well, absolutely.
Crude, rude, and lewd.
And I guess I ought to love those people too. They ought not to be living there, man. They need to get out of that stuff and try life, you know. But I'm willing to help them. But anyway, let's do get into this discussion that you've brought up here.
Yeah, yeah. Life as well as reality are two things that seem to be missing here. I was just looking at, just for example, and these are far from the only laws, but really any statute falls into this category. Two examples, USA Today, House Democrats pass abortion bill without Republican support. Roll call, House passes same-sex marriage bill in wake of abortion ruling. Washington Post, House passes bills to codify abortion rights after Supreme Court strikes down Roe v. Wade. Let's start with that one. We have a very big problem here. First of all, statutes, passing bills and statutes in a constitutional republic that has reality in mind and operates according to its constitution and its design, statutes would only be to modify those few powers that the federal government has delegated to it under the Constitution in the areas where it can lawfully operate, and the statutes would simply be to make adjustments. So since postal roads or seaports can fall under federal jurisdiction, they might pass a bill to enlarge or update a seaport or a postal route or a military base, something that's constitutionally authorized. Statutes are not for passing something and assuming you have authority in areas where you do not.
Well, I was just going to say, even the title of that article looked like it was presuming that people have a right to abortion. Where did they presume that? From what do they presume that? And then what makes them think that they can pass legislation that just declares that by a bunch of people when that's not part of the job of government, is to sit there and declare rights for people, any kind of rights? No, government is limited to the protection of property of people. Of all of its citizen. It is not to declare all kinds of rights or whatever somebody wants to do. We're going to declare that as an absolute right. That's just bull. They can't do that.
Right, right. See, first of all, they can't pass a statute that establishes more power than the Constitution gives them. Number two, they can't pass a statute to create rights that are not recognized as rights. So when the Supreme Court, with Samuel Alito writing the majority opinion, overturned Roe v. Wade, he did it because he determined in a very logical and cogent way and a correct and accurate way that there never was a right to abortion. It's not in the Constitution. So when the 1973 Supreme Court conjured up a right where it didn't exist in the Constitution and passed Roe v. Wade almost 50 years ago, they were inventing something that wasn't there. See, so there never was a right to it. So you can't have the House nowadays pass a bill to codify abortion rights, quote unquote, because those rights aren't there to codify.
Well, absolutely.
They
and I'd like
exist.
To know from whom. You know, I like to go back to that old thing that government cannot acquire more authority that is in the people, so, and are in any individual. So what individual here has authority to do abortion, to kill a baby in the womb? Who had that authority? Was that Sally or Jerry or who is it? Well, I don't. There is no authority to do that. And so, what is government doing, exercising authority that comes from nobody?
Well, right. See, exactly. To have abortion rights, you would have to amend the Constitution. You'd have to go through the laborious process, amend it, and create or recognize is a better word, somehow recognize that right, which is still very legally shaky. And you'd have to do it in the way they did it to recognize the right for women to vote. And obviously, Alito could not have overturned Roe v. Wade had the Constitution already been amended, like it was for women receiving the right to vote. Had that been in there for abortion, then he wouldn't have been able to overturn it, because he would either have to not overturn it, or there'd have to be another amendment process to remove the right for abortion the way that prohibition used to be in the Constitution and then was removed.
Yeah, the 18th created it, and then the 21st Amendment repealed it. Even further, like you say, they would have to go and argue that a woman has a right to commit, number one, commit fornication, and then to abort the creation of fornication. And that's usually what it's all about. It's not about a married woman not just gotten pregnant, unfortunately, or something like that. But even then, look, how did we get by all these centuries without these tons and millions of abortions? I mean, this is not something that's happened throughout all of history. This is a new phenomenon, and now we're claiming this phenomenon is our right to do it. It's a mind-boggling. What people have just lost a compass. They don't know what they have authority to do. They think they have authority to do any damn thing they can pass.
Well, right. See, I mean, certain infanticide and abortion has probably already happened, but not like the numbers we're seeing now. Over 62 million in the U.S. alone since Roe v. Wade was initially passed. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter what your views are on abortion. The fact of the matter is that Alito ruled the way he did because the right didn't exist. It is not a right. It was not already in the Constitution like it is for the women having the right to vote. So there was no already pre-established right codified in the Constitution. And there was no penumbras or hidden crevices for it to hide in. He laid it plain and bare that Roe v. Wade was on a collision course with the Constitution from the very day it was passed, because it was unconstitutional. And all he did was certify what has been the case all along. A constitutional right at the federal level for abortion never has existed, does not exist, and evidently never will. And so... But you could go on with the same-sex marriage bill and all of this. They're trying to pass in statutes what the government is not authorized to do in the Constitution. And in so doing, they're just throwing confetti into the air. These bills have no lawful basis whatsoever. They're just trying to declare...
And that gets back to my argument, too, that when you pass legislation and statutes that violate the Constitution, then what you're doing there is dissolution. You're dissolving the government again, and that's what these idiots are doing, because they literally have no idea of how a lawful government is to function. So they've just trashed it, and they don't know it. They don't even know they no longer have authority, because they've altered the provisions by law without amendment. So they've just dissolved it.
Right. See, and Alito and the Alito 5 that overturned Roe, whether you agree with them or not, were operating correctly according to their task as the Supreme Court according to Article 3 in the Constitution, they decided that on a constitutional basis. They followed the process. They functioned the way the Supreme Court was supposed to function. And now the Congress and the president have went haywire because for one brief shining moment, there was Camelot. All of a sudden, our republic woke up again, and the Supreme Court functioned the way the republic was supposed to in their area of power. And nobody can stand it because now they want to go higgly-piggly wild and try and pass these meaningless bills that seek powers that are not authorized in the Constitution for the government to have and create rights that the people don't have. And so it's meaningless, but the average person educated by the mass media cartel thinks that just any old bill you pass has lawful is lawfully made and has legal impact and is genuine. But again, this is just confetti floating through the air, and Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, and all of them are acting so huffy puffy that, oh, they got the Supreme Court back. They gave Alito a punch back across his nose. No, they didn't. All they're doing is describing what you did, Ron. They're modifying the provisions of government without amendment and doing an end run around the Constitution, which makes these bills dead on arrival. They're nullities. All of these are nullities.
Yeah, and of course they could all be challenged in the Supreme Court. But now I think too that didn't they find that it just was this kind of thing was up to the states, but it wasn't a constitutional right that could be enforced throughout all the states, but that the states
that's right. That at the federal level, it was not a constitutional right in the U.S. Constitution, and the best they could do would be to allow the states which are supposed to have Republican forms of government. I'm not sure California knows how to do that anymore, just for example. But the states, under the 10th Amendment, since the matter of abortion is not delegated by the people and the states to the federal government when it was created, then under the 10th Amendment, it reverts back to the states and the people. So again, it's not as if the Alito 5 outright did away with abortion. Instead, they did away with a blanket law or ruling that told the states that they had to honor it. So now the states can go back in a federalism kind of relationship, a 10th Amendment relationship, and they can work it out. Now, that doesn't bode well. A lot of babies will still bite the dust in this this abortion industry, which is what it is. It's not just a medical procedure that they tell you about at a hospital. You can have this treatment or that treatment. The abortion industry is a separate thing. It's Planned Parenthood is not part of your local hospital. It's a separate industry that profits off of killing. And that is just the hard reality of it. And so to say you have rights to pay that industry to do something for you that would normally be considered murder, you just don't have those rights. And no matter how much you think you have those rights, you simply don't. And in fact, there's no way you can acquire them because a right is not in any way connected to taking the life of another.
I agree. You're right. I'm going to bring Kathleen from Texas on, and she can comment on this if she'd like. Kathleen, what's your view on that?
Hey, Ron and Mark, just to let you know, I'm not sure who said it on RBN. I should take notes. But somebody said that even Ruth Bader Ginsburg had ruled against it because it was unconstitutional. So
really?
That's one point.
Yes.
And then Deborah Tavares has a website. I think it's called StopTheCrime.net, and that she tells all the products that contain aborted fetal tissue. When I heard that Philadelphia cream cheese, and I thought, oh my gosh, it just seems like there's so many things, and sodas, famous sodas and all this. But the reason I called, I'm looking forward, Ron, for Tuesday to hear you and Lark. That'll be great. And then I wanted to also say two times in the last week, two hosts, well, let's see, one host said that the Jews did not kill Jesus, and then the other one was Michael Herzog's show, which I love Michael Herzog usually, but he had a guest on that said to Mark from Texas, are you anti-Semitic? You know, that kind of shut-up talk. And and so then Michael Herzog said, and the Jews didn't kill Jesus anyway. And so all I could think of was, well, let me get this straight. Who were those people that were yelling, crucify him, crucify him, give us Barabbas? Were they just street people or something?
Well, you know, I used to believe that kind of thing too, and it is kind of promoted even in the Christian church. But actually, the scripture says that the Jews killed Jesus. I'll find that scripture for you next time or something.
Yeah, well,
but it's actually in the New Testament. It's stated by one of the apostles that the Jews killed Jesus. Yes.
Yes, but. But the other thing is that the Scofield Bible in the end of the 19th century, late 1800s, it was commissioned by some Jewish people. Well, I call them Talmudists, it completely absolves the Jews from killing the responsibility for the death of Christ. So if you're a big if you're a person with some money and you pay people to kill your relative so you inherit something, if you go to court, you're considered guilty. So, yes, the Romans had to do it literally, but they, as you know, Pilate washed his hands. They didn't find any guilt in Jesus, you know, but afraid
well,
to make
actually,
way.
Actually, don't you remember even one of the Sanhedrin or whatever? They actually stated at the trial or whatever, not the trial, but at the prior to the execution that the responsibility with this would be on their heads and their children's heads. So they accepted. The
responsibility.
They accepted it. So,
and then the last thing.
What are we to say about it? You know.
That's right. And so then, as you and Mark were talking about the law and everything, the Homeland Security and the Patriot Act and all those things, they are completely against anything that you might think would be constitutional. And I would really like to. I'm going to make a list of all the things that. That I want to be done, and that would be the first. Get rid of those things. Get rid of the Noahide laws, you know, and then the Federal Reserve, just all the criminal things that exist. But I like what you always say, Ron. The government's too far gone to repair. Let's just secede and. Have a new place.
Well, I don't know if the word would be secede, but it is time to create a new one. And a secession always is an admission that what you're leaving lawfully exists, and there isn't any lawful existing state, so we don't have to secede from it. We just create a new one.
Oh, but good point.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Yeah. Okay, very
Thank
good.
You.
All right, John, you just got a minute. Mark, I'm sorry that we kind of got. Did you want to say anything first of all, Mark, to finish up your?
No, I'll just add
presentation.
I'll be very brief. Yeah, I want to be honor all the callers. Yeah, it's just something to think about. It really fits into the theme of your show, Ron. That all these statutes are outside the constitutional authority that the government has. They're nullities. and they cannot undo what Samuel Alito did, the Supreme Court justice, through a statute. It's impossible. Hopefully these statutes will be challenged in court or knocked down or overturned, you know, by the legislature themselves. But I think we've outlined it well enough.
Let me ask you, Mark, these are federal statutes you're talking about, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, see, that's the key. If they were state statutes, that'd be one thing. But if they're making federal statutes, that's a direct opposition to the constitutional opinion that was just given. I mean, that's not worth the paper it's written on.
No, they're all nullities. And there's thousands of, I mean, most of the legislation is null and void.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mark, for coming on. I'm going to try, believe it or not, I'm going to try to take a couple of more, but I've got three more callers. There's no way we can do that in a minute and a half. But thank you, Mark. And I'm going to take John, who's going to finish this up with me. John from Colorado, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? Good to hear from Mark. You know, sorry I came in late. Maybe I can talk to him tomorrow. But, yeah, I was listening all that same. I had a guy, he's doing some work for the mobile bike guy, and we got to talking about politics and all that, and he was, well, about, what do you think about Trump? And I said, oh, what do you think? I said, no, he's the worst kind. I said, yeah, you're right. He said, well, the interesting thing about it, he worked as a cook in one, as pastry chef in one of Trump's hotels. So I think that's where he got Biden, or Trump is a bad name, and I can understand it. But I said, well, it's all the kind. Most of this is all Democrats, Republicans. They're all on one side. You get rhinos and all that. They're all on one end. You know, you have any suggestions for president? He kind of had no idea what to come up with, except they're not doing bad. Biden's not doing that bad. I said, well, he's worse than Trump, but none of them are good. You got to redo it all again. You know, you've got all these laws. You want to do the Constitution. A lot of these you want to cut back, as we said, Ron, is do the, you know, the basics, the Bill of Rights, and some of the other top stuff, and then start all, you want to re-scrap that and start and add to it. But you're absolutely right. Rewrite it. Do with very few things, but enough is good for us, and, you know, all our rights and all that. Hold it. And all this miscellaneous stuff, Roe versus Wade, that was the best thing they did. I think he dismissed that. He said, I didn't have time. I gave him an RBN card. I said, look on the website. You could call him on the phone, listen to all the shows, then draw your own conclusions. Anyway, thanks, Ron. See you tomorrow.
All right, John. Thank you much. Well, I won't be able to take any more. Sometimes I wish this show was longer, especially when a bunch of people call in at the last minute. Thank you, Lala, I believe it is, and Miles. Hopefully you'll call earlier next time and we'll get you in. And so that's it. We've run out of time. See you next Tuesday.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle